Divine Light Ignite Day 29. So today we're going to do a very interesting meditation, and perhaps if you were paying attention, careful attention, yesterday, you would already have an idea of where we're going today. Today we're going to have a moving meditation, which is cleaning. It has a number of very important purposes. The first is that the quality of your experience and your final day tomorrow, I mean, everything's building towards tomorrow, isn't it? The quality of your experience tomorrow is directly impacted by the quality of your preparation. Now, you have spent 28 days in preparation. We've been building and building and building and preparing, preparing, and preparing. And that's all that we really can do today, still, is just prepare. So I would like to invite you to choose your space for tomorrow. Choose it very carefully. A place where you can really surrender, where you can really open your chakras and be, really, really be. Tomorrow is about bringing the whole of your divine essence into your form here, into this space. Now, I don't know about you, my divine essence wouldn't mind an untidy room. But I would. I don't want to bring the divine into a messy, cluttered space. So it's all about preparation. And the first phase of preparation is preparing your external space. Now, for me, there's a different kind of a cleaning that I will do under these sorts of circumstances than I normally would. Normally, I'll dash through my room and tidy it as quickly as I can and order it as quickly as I can and, you know, get to the most important stuff that has to be cleaned. Well, today, there's a different approach entirely. Today, I become very present to the clutter that I surround myself with. It just lives all around me, and it's, you know, it's really clutter. Clutter is noise. It's the noise made of physical objects. And maybe you are going to need some of these physical objects sometime in the near future, in which case there is a place where those physical objects belong. Maybe you're not going to need toss them out, clean, clean, clean. And also, for me, there's a different kind of a cleaning. I don't just clean around and put stuff under the carpet. I pick up the carpet and clean under the carpet. I'm talking about deep cleaning, but I'm talking about doing it mindfully. The way we were doing our moving meditation yesterday, not bringing judgment, not getting involved with, oh, do I have to do this now? You get to do this now. You get to be here now in this space, preparing for the arrival of the divine. This is an entirely different energy to what you would have if you, you know, chore day, oh, cleaning. So I actually choose, instead of trying to rush through it, I choose to do things a little bit more mindfully, a little bit more carefully, a little bit more slowly. Really watch what's happening, including the dog that would rather have me play. Really observe, really see what's happening here. And you know, interesting things happen for me when I bring that mindfulness to it. Instead of just trying to pick up the dirt, I enjoy the grain of the wood. Instead of thinking that the dirt is wrong and bad and doesn't belong here, I have a, no, Pikachu, not now, my sweetheart. I have a different experience. This is fine and happy and beautiful. And there is nothing here to judge or criticize or find wrong. So I'd like to invite you to do the same thing, to pick your space, and to really bring mindfulness to the preparing of the space. And Pikachu and Maya have brought our attention to the bed where I have accumulated some of the things that I'm going to want for my meditation tomorrow. I'm going to be having an evening meditation. That works better for me. I like it. It has the right energy for me for what we're going to be doing. And I also like that I can then have lots of candles, as you will see. So these are lanterns, and I'm going to put new candles in them. And I've got these are tea light candles. I like them because they're little votive candles. You can put them everywhere, lots of them. And they really bring a kind of a magical beauty to the experience. And I've got my incense and my incense burner. And I'm going to set it all up, get everything ready. New bedding, so that all I have to do tomorrow, before tomorrow's meditation, there's just one last bit of preparation, which I'm not feeling the need to guide you on, and that's the cleansing of your own body. Tomorrow I will be cleansing my body in a meditative frame as well. So, washing with some coarse salt. Doing things mindfully, slowly, lovingly, meditatively, really taking the opportunity to be grateful, to be loving towards my body. The only other thing I can think to mention to you is that you might want to smudge. If you know something about smudging, you get a sage smudge stick and you can smudge your room. It's a whole area of learning on its own. I don't want to go into it. If you want to know about it, read up on the internet. I find I can smudge perfectly happily with sage incense sticks. It's for my purposes quite good enough. I will be smudging my room, also smudging my own aura field before my meditation tomorrow. So this is really the heart of my invitation to you, is to think now about the preparation of your space, about the cleansing, about the ritual preparation. Think now about the things that are going to make it feel special and sacred to you. Get all of those things ready. Do it in a mindfulness of joyful gratitude, appreciation, happiness in your preparation, and you will really begin to carry that energy through to your meditation tomorrow. So today, cleaning, moving, meditation. And then I will see you tomorrow for the final event.